Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Leo Haviland is back. Leo is our guest, 8-year member of our Brain Trust, author of Words on the Street, Language and the American Dream on Wall Street. Leo, thanks again for being here. Leo, does anybody you know believe that the Dow, that the valuations of 29,000 plus, almost 30,000 on the Dow, was a good number, a solid number, that the companies were really worth that, those kinds of indicators? Does anybody really ever believe that?
The fair amount of the Wall Street banks and investment banks have gone out of their way to justify such prices. They may, with the benefit of hindsight, make claims that such levels were overvalued or too high, or everyone should have seen it coming. But that, as a matter of practice, they did not collectively do so. The challenge, of course, is to generate earnings that, you know, would justify such levels on a sustained basis, and the valuations by many measures were quite high back then. Mm-hmm. That didn't stop Wall Street from trying to sell things.
Mm-hmm. And consequently, when you go up to what I would consider to be an inflated level, that makes the fall that much more dramatic and dangerous, doesn't it?
You're absolutely right. With the valuations and earnings levels having been what they were, the United States not being the whole world, you know, some pressure from emerging markets not being strong, downtrends in commodity prices, which preceded by at least a few weeks that in U.S. marketplaces, there's some warning signs that were out there.
Mm-hmm.
And add to the fact in the political situation, a fairly decent chance of at least a partial reversal of the tax reform law,
mm-hmm.
which would pressure corporations.
What would you like to tell us about what has happened and what is going to happen? I've got a lot of questions for you, but you've been writing so eloquently about this scenario recently. What would you like to make sure that we get out of this? What wisdom can we take away, if any, from this? Even if it's not just matter but antimatter. Sometimes it's.
Well, first of all, focusing on stocks, going back 125 years, there's never been a bear market that's ended in a month. So the $64 question is this different? And you look at the deficit spending, you look at the concerted effort by the Fed to print money and assist the banks and economy in other ways. That's the challenge. Which of the two?
That's got to be inflationary, doesn't it? Down the road?
Over the long run. Well, it's arguably been inflationary now. If you figure that if without those actions, consumer prices might be down 5 or 10 mm-hmm. or 15% or more. So if consumer prices are 1% in absolute value terms, Jim, there's been inflation. It's just
right.
That it's not a headline number.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The second thing is, are we going to be relying on the government and the Fed to sustain large elements of the economy, or are going to let the small and large businesses and entrepreneurs run businesses?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. I mean, think about this. What if the government can afford to do this, if our nation can afford to do what they're doing right now, what if they'd done this? What if we'd done this without a disease? What if the government just gave every business 2 months of payroll? You see what I'm getting at? I mean, think of what could. I mean, it's this. They're doing this as in remediation, right? They're trying to save stuff. But what if we were doing it to go forward? I mean, if we can afford to print money, why don't we do it when? I'm not advocating it. I'm being a little sarcastic. But you see my point.
Right. Then you get the inflation.
Haven't we been waiting on inflation from the 2008 response? It never came.
Well, you never had inflation of plus 2 or 3 or 4%.
Right.
But you've had arguably inflation, which would be a reversal of deflation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back in the 20s and 30s, the deflation was 20-some percent. And during the 2007-08 period, there's 4 months, mm-hmm. 5 months, where consumer prices fell over 4%. So the government's terrified about deflation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Of all the debt.
Deflation is 1% deflation is worse than 5% inflation, isn't it?
Well, probably, particularly when you have many persons who have very limited savings, mm-hmm. and where many people have substantial debt, yeah. whether it's credit card.
An economy grinds to a halt without a disease when you get into a deflationary spiral. We've seen that movie in other countries, folks. It's not pretty. We come back. I'm going to get Leo to tell us what's happening. What's going to look like going forward? He has a crystal ball. I've seen it. And we'll do that after the break. Tintail, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. She was a bebop baby on a hard day's
night. She was hanging on. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.